Greetings to those of you who are online and to those of you who are here. Sacred relationships belong to each of us. Each of us is a soul, and each of us has come here to learn about living as a soul with others on the earth. And so we each have the potential for living in a sacred way in our own consciousness and with others. The key factor in this is to know deeply and hopefully through experience that we are souls first and foremost in our identity on the earth. If we know that, and when we know that, and to the extent that we know that, then we begin to see every relationship with others as an interaction of souls. This is enormously freeing, although it may seem like the opposite. It's freeing because we begin to understand the meaning of our interaction with people. We no longer take things for granted about who we're meeting or why we're meeting them. We see everything through the prism of God's intentionality. God's intentionality translated through our own soul's understanding. So we can bring then to any meeting with anybody about anything a desire first and foremost to relate to them in love, no matter what the encounter circumstance is, no matter how inconsequential it might seem. Coming from the place of our own soul essence, our desire first and foremost, no matter what we're speaking about, is to convey the deepest possible love that we're capable of. Many of us have this as an idea. We hold this to be true. We want to be more loving. We want to exist in and for love. So we also have to look at, in our own consciousness, what might be getting in the way of that. In our most intimate relationships, and also in relationships that are less intimate. Here are some of the things that you might feel get in the way of being in the place of your soul. There are times when it seems that we can't escape conflict with another person, not because of our intention, but seemingly because of the circumstance, or because of someone else's intention that creates controversy, confrontation, anger, hostility, and so forth. So we eliminate from our awareness the possibility of being in a sacred relationship with that person because we say they don't want that. They don't allow it. They don't permit it. So the circumstance of conflict then becomes the primary identity, how we're looking at a situation, through what filter, and then it seems to us that we settle for a lower level of expression just in order to cope with the conflict that's present. There's nothing wrong with trying to cope with something or to do the best we can in a difficult situation. But what it does, focusing the reality on the level of conflict, is it causes us to look outside ourselves for how to be instead of inside for how to be. And this is the primary shift that God is asking of all souls today, to be in a place of not looking outside, but of being committed to looking inside and to determining the desire, the motivation to express on the earth from a place of love at all times, no matter what's going on. Because the inner capacity of our soul to experience love is not dependent on an outer situation. It's dependent solely on our own ability to feel who we are. And so we can be in a sacred relationship that may be limited from the other side, just based on our own connection with our own motivation to love. This is not the deepest kind of meeting in a sacred relationship, clearly, because the true meaning of being a soul on the earth is to be able to join with others as souls. The true meaning is to be able to share love mutually, to hold God in the center of a relationship. And this is most important in relation to intimate relationships, our growing capacity to hold God at the center. This is the essence of what a sacred relationship is, our capacity to have it always be with God at the center, which means to be looking at whoever we're dealing with as a divine being, as a soul constituted in love, bringing forth their own soul essence to the best of their ability, and not being identified with their outer presentation, whoever they might be. So we desire to move in that direction of feeling met, soul to soul, of feeling the beauty of love and of sacred joining on whatever level it can exist. This is the goal. And for those who are in intimate partnerships, it's a goal that can be progressively worked towards, where those who are in a long-term relationship work towards expressing towards each other as souls and not getting caught up in the lower self-identity. Lower self-identity is circumstantial, whatever's going on in the moment, the kind of banter or reciprocal defensiveness that often goes on in karmic relationships. That kind of irritability, tension, reciprocal judgment, all kinds of things like that are what we can call shifting into our lower self-identity. That's a relationship that most of us recognize as common on the earth, but it's not God's intention that human beings operate on this level. It's the intention of God and of our divine creation to be set free from that, to be set free so that we can manifest our own soul's purpose wherever we are, with whomever we're with, under whatever circumstances we find ourselves. It's our own commitment to the divine expression of our reason for being here that makes that possible, not what somebody else is doing. Sacred relationships are possible for us in every moment with every other being, irrespective of whether we know who they are, whether we've had experience with them before, whether we have information about their background, whether we've had some kind of difficulty with wherever they come from in the past. It's being in the present moment with others and allowing ourselves to connect with the place of deepest love. Deepest love and the knowledge that we have a shared identity. So I know that many of us desire this greatly, and we get hampered by the restrictions in our own personal identity that come to play. Conflict and the fear of conflict and the not knowing what to do about conflict being one of them. But there are other fears as well. Fears that we need to become honest about, fears that we need to hold in relation to our own commitment to be involved with sacred relationships. There are fears of rejection, not based on conflict, just based on misunderstanding, based on the feeling that we are entering the world speaking a different language, the possibility of rejection for being different. There are fears of being perceived as foolish, for trying to do something that's not possible. We fear being judged. We fear losing relationships. Because what does happen if we enter a relationship with a higher goal in mind and someone else is in the relationship in a lower self-identity, as is familiar, as is common in our whole human history, as is not to be judged as wrong, but just as habitual? This is what we've learned. But what if our partner or our friend or someone we meet doesn't want to learn this now? In their outer self, they don't feel ready. So then we don't know what to do about this. But the answer to that question is not necessarily to compromise who we are. We don't know what to do because the one that we're with does not speak that language, nor do they desire to do so. So then, our desire to be in sacred relationship needs to shift into a desire to be in a healing relationship. Healing relationship and a sacred relationship are two aspects of the same thing. If we are in a relationship with someone whom we care about, and they do not feel ready to be meeting us on the level of our own soul expression, then our task is to do what's ever possible, not to compromise our own identity, but to bring the relationship forward into an expanded view of what's possible. The truth is, and this has to become a deeper truth for each of you, you are here to fulfill the divine purposes of your own soul. That is in every moment the main reason why you're here. No matter what your life looks like, that's why you're here. So is everybody else here for that same reason. No matter what they say about it, whether they believe that God is real, whether they have a spiritual life, doesn't matter. Belief is just one level of expression. Doesn't matter. Every being is here to fulfill the divine purposes of their soul. And so when it seems that it's not entirely possible to be met, we still can retain the goal of expressing our own soul identity, not in words, not talking about God necessarily, but in being the essence of love, in understanding that that encounter in that moment is meaningful as a way of bringing the relationship into a higher level. A sacred relationship, then, does not have to be mutual. It can be a healing relationship in which we are endeavoring to bring the best part of ourselves, the soul part of ourselves, the deepest part of love, to whatever moment we're in with another. So doubt comes into play, too. Doubt and feelings of personal limitation about whether we are capable of doing this. We, inside ourselves, how steadfastly can we hold the truth of what our life is meant to be about? With what degree of comfort and truth and commitment can we hold that? Well, beloved ones, this is a matter of intentionality and of the heart's motivation. This is the way of spiritual growth, that we come to learn progressively what we hold to be most important. And nobody can do that for us. It has to be the growth of the heart and the readiness then to live a sacred life, a life built on the soul's love that makes us ready. Nobody can tell us how to be ready. The readiness comes from in, and it comes from a desire to live a life as a soul. So you each know where you are with this readiness. And feeling personal fear or feeling limitation doesn't mean you're not ready. Readiness has everything to do with longing. It has to do with the desire to consecrate your life, to give your life to God. It's not about fear, it's about longing. When longing is strong, then a way of dealing with fear is progressively taught to the personal self. In other words, it becomes a conscious choice in which you learn, how do I deal with my fear of rejection? How do I deal with my fear of letting go of a certain amount of protection? How do I deal with my fear that I may lose this relationship? Becoming a soul on the earth does mean that relationships change. There's no question about it. And some of them may need to be let go of. There's no question about that too. But there's nothing written about that. It's not inevitable. One has to see what's possible if we live with integrity, if we live as a soul, if we live with love being the most important thing, if we live with the knowledge that any encounter is a sacred encounter, we have to see what's possible. Some relationships may not be able to absorb that intention, and many can. And in those relationships where we are endeavoring to remain with another, in whatever form that is, we have to see what kind of change can that relationship absorb? What kind of truth can it absorb? Because it's always a matter of love and truth. The truth of love is the truth of our divine essence. There's no getting around it. That's how each of us were created. But we don't know in advance how much truth and how much love can a relationship absorb. And we're not going to know that until we become committed to being in our own soul identity. We are meant to live a sacred life on the earth. All of life is sacred, and all relationships are sacred. All relationships are meant to join souls at whatever level can possibly happen. It's up to us. It's up to each of us to determine whether we feel ready to engage with life in this way, because engaging with life as a soul overturns values that we may have held, overturns practices we may have held, shifts priorities. And we have to have the willingness to change and the courage to change in order to let this happen. But if the willingness and the courage is there, then God will show the way. But God can't plant in us, except in the sense that we already are souls, our willingness. Our willingness comes from the heart's readiness, the heart's longing, the hunger to have a deeper, more complete expression of ourselves and more complete and deeper expression of relationships on the earth. So we're being called to that, but we have to ask ourselves what our readiness is. And as I was saying, if fear is in the way, fear of change, fear of loss of relationship, fear of being different, fear of having to let go of the way we're living, fear of having to change jobs because it doesn't conform to what we feel our soul purpose is, fear of having to change our ways of shopping because they don't conform to what our soul's truth seems to be, fear of needing to let go of the place we're living in or the environments we put ourselves in, all of those things have to be open to question in life as a soul, because it's not your personal self that makes the choices then of where you go, who you're with, or what work you're doing. It's your soul that makes the choices. And so that aspect of asking for guidance and being willing to be guided to allow change to occur is an essential part of living as a soul and of sacred relationships. The gift of this is greater freedom to live more completely, not to be living less freely, but more freely, and also the great joy of being able to feel that one can be oneself everywhere, that there has to be no change in who we seem to be because of how others need to perceive us or expect to perceive us or we're expected to do. The relief of being able to be oneself everywhere is enormous. And so I invite you all who are listening to consider what choices your heart is ready to make about entering a sacred life more fully, viewing yourself and others as souls, and being willing or longing to live as a soul on the earth, because if that's the place that you are, in that place of longing, and if you pray about it, then your fears or the restrictions that you place on yourself will begin to dissolve in light as you become more aware through divine help and guidance how to let go of what you're afraid to let go of. May all beings come to recognize their own soul nature and their own sacred purpose for being on the earth. And may all come to be able to bring that sacred essence of love and truth to all relationships. We are all joined together in divine origin, in divine essence, and we are all meant to live as souls upon the earth. We pray that all can come to recognize this truth, and that love may prevail everywhere. Amen. Namaste.